A couple of weeks ago, I had a chat with the technology analyst Shelley Palmer about the Google Wallet. Maybe you heard that. We talked about the possibility of a future with no hard currency, where your phone was your wallet and a wad of notes in your pocket was really a thing of the past. Well, the internet has its own answer to this. A virtual currency known as bitcoins. It's a seriously complicated thing to understand. I do not understand it at all, but it has come to our attention today because of a report on Crikey.com that an ABC staff member has installed Bitcom mining software onto the ABC server. Now, if that's true, it's got the potential to affect thousands of computers. The ABC has confirmed that a serious misconduct case is underway in relation to this matter, but it's declined to elaborate at this moment. We can't shed much more light on the investigation for you for the obvious reasons, but what we can try and do is explain what a Bitcoin is, because to be honest, today is the first day that I've heard of it. So to help us is IT and technology writer Steele Gerry. And Steele, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lindy. So I'm guessing we need to start right at the beginning, don't we?
Yes, we do. You okay with that?
Oh, absolutely. Cool. It makes my job quite easy.
Excellent.
Okay. Bitcoin is the world's first really serious attempt to put together a digital currency, and that is digital cash. So you mentioned the Google Wallet before and using your smartphone as a wallet. That would still use, in Australia, say, the Australian dollar or the US dollar, which is a currency tied back to a particular country, a particular real-world currency, if you like. What Bitcoin is a completely independent currency that only exists online, it only exists in a digital form, and it's not tied to any country, to any issuing national bank or anything like that.
How do you earn it?
Well, you actually make the coins. And if you wanted to, like, make a physical currency, you'd get gold or metal and make coins, or you'd have to print banknotes, and countries do that. They just make it up, because all money essentially is just made up. But in the case of Bitcoin, you essentially run a bit of computer software which does a bit of hard work. It churns away, and after a period of time, depending on how fast your computer is, it spits out the digital file that is one Bitcoin, and you just keep it going. So you just make money, and it's a deliberately hard problem so that you can't just churn away and make squillions of these things in the same way that, like, real world money back in the days of coins used precious metals, so you couldn't just flood the market with coins, make yourself rich, and then cause a massive inflationary spiral and a collapse. So the guy who invented this, Satoshi Nakamoto, though there's some speculation that's a fake name, developed this system so that, you know, you can't make it too fast, but as long as you leave a computer running and making it, you'll generate this currency, and then you can use it to trade with anyone else who recognizes this currency.
So what kind of things could you purchase online with that currency?
Well, at the moment, your options are pretty limited because not that many people, in a global sense, actually will trade this currency with you.
So it's kind of like the early days of barter card.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you have to have someone who will agree with you that this is a legitimate form of economic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
But the kinds of things there initially are people doing things online. So, for example, WikiLeaks will accept this currency because they like the fact that, like cash, it's anonymous or kind of anonymous. And some various software makers use it. But one of the things that brought it to a lot of attention in recent weeks was that some drug dealers realised this was a great way to sell drugs online. And in fact, there's a lovely story if people hunt for it, that a journalist used bitcoins to buy some LSD and have it mailed to them.
Right. Okay. It's sort of going back to the 70s in a bizarre kind of way, isn't it? Can it actually be converted at all to cash, potentially?
Yes.
It could.
Well, yes, until very recently. It was there was an exchange called Mt. Gox, MTGOX, that was actually running an exchange to and from US dollars. And for most of the last 2 years, or less than 2 years, since Bitcoin has been running an exchangeable, two and a half years nearly. They were running an exchange, and a Bitcoin was roughly equivalent to a US dollar. But since all of this publicity, at least in the online world over recent weeks, gave the attention to it, certainly people thought, hey, we could use this for illegal transactions. It soared to being worth one Bitcoin could get you 17 US dollars.
Wow.
But just in the last few days, that exchange has collapsed down to 1 cent per Bitcoin, and they've had to take it offline. And the reason for that is the exchange got hacked.
Oh, I see.
So,
yes,
the exchange got hacked, and 60,000 people who were using the exchange, who thought that their details were kept private, that's leaked. Yeah. Someone got hold of the names and email addresses of everyone who was using this exchange. And also, over the last few days, we've had people's computers hacked into, because these Bitcoins have to exist as digital files on your computer. And if someone hacks into your computer and takes those files, they can spend them before you can. So the process is not inherently secure. You'd have to secure your computer against this kind of hack. And people have now started to realize that maybe it's not quite as secure as we thought.
And so what do you think is the future then of the Bitcoin?
Well, this particular one, if I'm asked to make a prediction, I think that this particular digital currency won't necessarily be the one. There is too much vested interest by national currencies and people who, you know, run the dollars and the pounds and the euros to keep having you use those currencies. There's two reasons for that. One is that they want to be able to control the currency and make sure you use their currency online so that you use the banking system, everything's logged, you know, you're using credit cards so that it can't be used for illegal purposes. And also, they want to tax you on the transaction.
Right, of course.
You know, and these days, the cash economy is almost used as a dirty word by politicians. So there'll be pressure to stop an independent digital currency happening, I think. So my gut feeling is it'll forever be something at the edges of society that's used by digital enthusiasts or rebels or anarchists or however you want to portray people who don't want to be part of the mainstream. But you know, I really think that there'll be so much pressure against it, I don't think it'll take off. But I'm happy to be proven wrong.
Well, I'm fascinated by it. As I said, I only found out about it today. I think a lot of people listening are probably in the same boat still. So I'm really glad that you could explain it so beautifully today, because it's such a complicated thing. Thank you very much again.